Streaming down the Yangtze River.
Streaming down the Yangtze, teams arrived in the city of Tongling, Anhui Province. Owing to its copper deposits, it was an important center in ancient China for bronze production. The scale of the copper industries gradually increased, and it remains an economic pillar of that city to this day. And for more on this, we're now joined with CRI's Yang Guang, who's exploring the city and its copper industry. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, what can you tell us about Tongling's bronze production in ancient China?
Tongling was one of the first places in ancient China recorded to mine and smelt copper in large scale, starting as early as in Shao and Zhou dynasties, which was around 3,000 years ago. Thus, Tongling is also called the birthplace of Chinese bronze culture. Yesterday, we also had a tour to the Museum of Tongling and learned some copper production history of the city. For the past 3,000 years, the activity of making bronze has never ceased here. There are 10 or so copper mine relic sites discovered around Tongling, and archaeologists also found a great amount of bronze antiques, most of which are now exhibited in the museum. Now, over 5,000 bronze-made historical items, including antique wine cups, swords, bows, and coins, are displayed. Bronze production generally went declined in ancient China around Han Dynasty, when iron replaced bronze for weapon material choice and ceramics for wares. However, some 1,000 years ago in Tang Dynasty, Tongling copper mining industry was still at its heyday. The famous poet Li Bai has written two poems about Tongling copper smelting, saying, describing the miners busily working. This also reflects the status of Tongling as one of the bronze production centers in ancient China.
Well, how's the copper industry developing at present in Tongling?
Tongling is now the smallest prefecture level city in China. Today, the city's industrial base still revolves around several nearby copper mines and the copper processing operations. The first industrial base of bronze production of contemporary China is in Tongling. Yesterday, we visited the bronze industrial plant in the city and saw the whole production line. It was very hot in the plant. Workers told us the temperature of the plant could reach 50 degrees in summer. But instead of producing with mass and manpower, now the whole smelting process has achieved a total mechanization. Meantime, Tongling City is located in the lower reaches of the Yangtze River, and this geographic advantage facilitates the river transportation of bronze produced from here. Additionally, Tongling has developed other bronze-based industries. For example, Tongling Nonferrous Metals Group is the second largest electrolytic copper producer in the world. Other companies of the city also produce electromagnetic wires. Tongling is not limited by bronze and the bronze-based industries. The local mineral resources also include iron, coal, gold, silver, tin, plus more than 20 other rare minerals associated with them. And the processing operation of these resources have been increasingly mature in Tongling. Back to you, Shane.
Thank you very much. That was CRI's Yang Guang with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team.